And today I'm coming to you as the voice of the Lord, not only to speak, not only to impart, but to break off the things that the enemy has said that he would use, that he has grinned, and he said, I will use these things and I will keep him, keep her, keep everyone from fulfilling their destiny. And I come with that power imparted to me as the voice of the Lord, and I come with the sword of the Lord to break off those things where the enemy has said, I'm going to keep you in that place where you can't function, where you can't believe in yourself, you can't believe in other people, and you can't believe in me. I'm going to separate you out, the enemy said, and you're going to believe that you're going to turn out just like your ancestors, tied up in nothing and knots all at the same time, that their problems will be your problems. You're going to measure yourself by looking at the past and believing that the past is the definition of my present and my future. I'll never get very far from it. You're going to believe that when you fish, you'll get the same fish you got before. But the Lord says, I'm coming in, says, I'm raising you up. I'm filling you. I'm answering your prayers. And I'm making you that person. And when you fish, you're going to have to get a new boat. Because when you fish where I fish, they won't fit in the old boat that you have had. And the Lord says that I am the first fruits of the resurrection, and I'm calling you to be the first fruits, the evidence of that translation generation that will show my heart to restore, my heart to transform, not only to heal, not only to restore your soul, not only to renew your mind, but that you will be not only doing far greater works than I have done, but you will be the first fruits of that new millennium. And I'm calling you in to believe that it's way, 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 way bigger what you will experience in 2008, going through the gates, going through these new open doors, way bigger than you've ever imagined. And the Lord says that I have tried to demonstrate these things to you. I've tried to give you a picture that even as Enoch had a heart after me, and he was translated, and he didn't even have to go through natural death, that those things won't terrify you anymore. But you're going to believe that you're going to be a picture, a demonstration of my translation, my restoration process. And it won't be about a method. It won't be about ministry that you've received. It won't be about what people have prayed for you, but that you are stepping into a kingdom mentality. And I'm just breaking off where the enemy would want you to be addicted to anything. He doesn't care. He doesn't care whether it's people or whether it's things or whether it's substance or even just being being focused on yourself. But the enemy has said, I will keep him focused and addicted on anything but Jesus. And Jesus says, no, I'm turning that around, that even as my people agree with the enemy and they give up the dominion that I have given them and they give it back to the enemy and the enemy gloats in my face and says that I have dominion over the earth, I am calling you to be a prototype of those people that says, no, we will come back into agreement with God. Yes. We will break our agreements with the enemy. That's and right. We will take dominion again, that we were created to be in dominion. And I call you up, and I command you to arise and get off the bottom of the pile, that you will not live on the bottom of the pile anymore, that you will be the head and not the tail. And it's not just a fantasy. It's not arrogance. It's obedience. And when you agree with me that I'm releasing angels to make it so, what I see in the spiritual realm that is so, I'm releasing angels to make it so, and that everything that the enemy has said over you, the power of those words will be broken if you will agree with me. And what people have said over you, and they've given you a false identity, and they've said you can't do it, you'll never do it, that you don't want to do it, you're too lazy to do it, that you're not even caring about doing it, and I will raise you up. I'm going to expand your heart. And if your prayer every day will be, God, expand my heart to receive a passion for you. Expand my heart to receive the compassion for people that will make me the flaming evangel that you've called me to be. Expand my heart to receive the love, the total unconditional acceptance and the love that you have for me. Get my mind off of anything that's about me and how good I am, how well I can do it, and that I will be content to just be that vessel that holds you, and I'll be content to be a clean vessel, diligent to be a clean vessel, so that I can be poured out for mankind out of a clean vessel, that I can pour you out. And I've said, Lord, I don't know how to do it. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know when it'll ever come true. I don't know if you'll really answer my prayers. I don't know if it's too late. I don't know if I'm disqualified. I don't know. I don't know. And I'm taking those doubts, if you'll give them to me, I'm just taking those doubts away and saying that it's not about what you can do. It's not about your ability. I created you with not enough ability. I created you in a way, you would say, to be inadequate for the job, because I want you to just release me to do it through you. And so all there is, the key is each day to say, Lord, I can't alone, but together we can, and just release me to do it my supernatural, through the Spirit, my supernatural gifts, my supernatural power. And I want you to begin to see yourself as the container of a power source that it's not a natural power source, but it's unlimited. There is no greater power source than the one that is in you. And the Lord says that I've come to you with an eternal love, not just an everlasting love, because the everlasting love has a beginning point. There's no beginning point or end point to my love. I have always loved you. I've always known the hurdles that you would have. And I haven't just been up in the stands cheering, go, go, go. I've been inside you, encouraging you to believe that no matter how high the hurdles are, that I can even translate you from place to place. So it doesn't matter anymore how high the hurdles are, because I could translate you like Philip. And I want you to believe that those things that you saw me do and read about me doing through my disciples and my followers back then were just the first fruits, but they weren't the last fruits, that you are part of that first fruits generation, that before the millennium comes, that you will demonstrate. I want you to believe that if you don't have the money to get where I want you to go, that either I will provide it through natural means or I will translate you there. I want you to believe in the first fruits that I demonstrated to you, that death cannot hold my people back. If I want Lazarus to keep living, that he will live, even if it's been 4 days. I want you to believe that the first fruits are just like picture book stories, but they're true, so that you will know what I expect to be able to do through you, and you'll be able to encourage others that I'm willing to do it through anyone, because it's not just about the prophet, apostle, you know, teacher, pastor. It's not about that anymore. It's not just about being evangelist. It's the day of the fivefold ministry has been wonderful, but I'm calling you to be a demonstration of the day of the saints, where I take even the most unlikely people, in their own eyes anyway, take the most unlikely people, and I say, I want to do the greater works through you. I will be glorified, and you will be fulfilled. And I hear the Lord saying that he wants you to believe him for everything he has ever promised anyone, that there's no limit. I'm not a respecter for persons. Give me credit for telling the truth, and that I want you to have that dogged determination to not settle for anything less. I won't settle for anything less than everything. I want you to be like that importunate woman, or the woman who said, even the dogs get it. And even if the dogs get it, I can get it. Hallelujah. I want you to believe for healing and prosperity 100%, for your heart to be totally healed, your body to be totally strong and healed, and not to come into agreement in any way with the enemy that you will have the infirmities of your ancestors. I want you to believe for your spirit to be strong, that your spirit isn't just full of faith that you can dig up, but it's my faith. It's my faith. And the Lord says, I want you to focus on me and not yourself. It's not about you. It's really not. You're just the container. When you have a cup, what's important is what's inside of it, and that the cup is clean. And that's what's important about a cup. And I want to pour you out, but in a sense, you'll be pouring me out. And I'm filling you with a passion that will consume you, that you'll be consumed with that all-consuming fire. It'll be a fire that will burn off everything that's not really me and not really you, but it will fire you up, that it's not about you getting an early retirement. It's not about whether you be fired. It's not about whether you get a promotion or you're cut back, because you're my employee. I'm the boss. I provide everything that you need. Don't think limit, lack, or scarcity anymore. And the Lord says that I'm calling you forth to have a passion that will consume you in your priorities. And your priorities are going to change. And it's not going to be about what people say you should be doing, or what people say you should say, or what people say you should think or say. That I'm calling you forth to have your priorities determined by me. And even as a loyal pet has no agenda but to sit at the master's feet, and has no agenda and will even fight for the master at the drop of the hat, that when you get your priorities lined up with my priorities, and it'll be a supernatural work that I'll have to do, that your life will be simplified. It won't be as complicated as now, that you're going to know what the Father is saying do, and know what the Father is saying to say, and your life is going to get simplified. You won't live in this inner turmoil and conflict anymore, because you're going to have a confidence to know that I'm supposed to say this, this is my assignment, I'm supposed to do that, and I don't have to please everyone around me. My source of acceptance and approval is not them, that my security, my identity is based on what God says and his truth about me. So I receive, the baptism of the Holy Ghost and a fire that never quits. I'm going to also drop all doubts that it will last, and I'm going to choose to believe that it's eternal. It's not just for this lifetime even. It's not just going to last through the millennium. It's going to last forever and ever. It's that eternal flame. I choose to receive my righteousness. I choose to receive the righteousness of Christ that was given to me as a gift, and I quit trying to justify myself. I quit worrying about if I can earn it or if I can make it go away with bad behavior, but I choose to obey God, to be in alignment with God, and my focus is on that. And I receive the promises of God to go through the gates in 2008 and years and years and years to come, to choose to leave the old places behind. It's not that they have no value. The Lord says, I'm redeeming them. And as I redeem them, then you're going to see that your past does have some value. It's the glorification of me. It shows where I brought you from. It shows that I do have a heart to restore anyone. It shows that I have the power to break the power of the enemy in every one of those places, no matter how long he took to build up those roadblocks in your life. And I'm giving you the promised land, and everywhere your foot shall trod, that sphere of influence that I have given you, the places that I have called you to be and to work and to worship and to have friends, that's your sphere of influence. So you're supposed to believe. And I choose to believe. Everywhere my foot shall trod, the Lord is giving me that I'm kingdom-minded now. It's not about me and whether I deserve to have this spot. It's that it's part of the kingdom. I'm taking it back from the enemy, and God has delegated dominion to me, and I fulfill my commission. To be a flaming evangel, speaking Christ to everyone, and I choose to lay my self-centeredness and self-consciousness and self-doubt down on the altar, yes, and to receive a holy boldness on the behalf, yes, of Jesus Christ, yes, to speak that as I would throw an inner tube to a dying, drowning person. That it's not about me, it's about their need, it's about Christ's love for them. And I receive Christ's motivations instead of my prideful motivations that worries about me and how I will look. I receive Christ's motivations, the compassion that compelled him. I receive his willingness, no matter how he looked to the public eye and how much he was criticized and how much he was put down, that he was willing to lay everything that was about him down on the altar. And Lord, give us an understanding of that in a greater way so that we can receive your anointing and the mantle that you have said that you're going to run a mighty river of God through this area. And we choose to believe it. We choose to believe that we'll be right there. We'll be at your disposal. We'll be part of it. We just won't be a spectator. We won't be wondering about us and if God loves us and if God's faithful to us, but we will choose to be part of that in whatever ways we're needed. And we believe that people will be delivered not because of our expertise or our training in ministry, but by the presence and the power of God that is in us. And just as people were convicted of their sin when Wigglesworth just walked down the aisle of the train and people would cry out and say, how can I be saved? And he hadn't even said anything yet. We choose to quit believing in our talent and our training and our education and our ability. We choose to believe in the power of God in an inexplainable, supernatural way that nothing can be explained but by God himself. And we want to be totally devoted to this and not to giving the credit to ourselves in any way. We repent of that. We repent, yes, of, yes, limiting your strength, Lord, yes, and your, Lord, energy by, yes, what, Lord, we are. And we choose to just be a cup that is poured out, yes, a cup that it's poured out, and not, it's not about what the cup is made of. And we receive your favor for divine appointments. We quit, yes, believing, Lord, that we'll be limited by who we know or where we've been or what people know about us, but it's going to be a divine favor and divine appointment that's miraculous and not explainable by natural associations. We believe in unlimited strength and energy to do what you ask us to do, and we won't say, Lord, I don't have the ability or I don't have the strength or I don't have the energy. Right, we believe for connections of people that wouldn't have even listened to us before or worked with us or invested in us before. We choose to live in your rest from every kind of striving or worrying or anxiety or fear or anger. And the methods that used to work or the crutches that we lean on now, we said, Lord, deliver us from everything that we see as a source besides you. And we, Lord, we ask you to show us the ways for words of knowledge and words of wisdom to break agreement with any agreement we've had with intimidation, any way the spirit of intimidation would discourage us, make us hesitate, or hold us back. That's, we, right, choose to focus on Jesus as our, that's, foundation. Right. Yes. Our foundation is not what we know or what, yes, we can do, but Jesus is our foundation. We step out on the invisible bridge to do things that we know only he can do, and we enjoy it. We choose, yes, to release Jesus to live through us, yes, in supernatural, yes, ways, yes, in anything that, yes, he wants to do, anything that he wants to do. We choose, yes, to be complete in him and not insist on holding on to any one thing that's a pet or fetish of ours, and we choose to believe that we have already received everything that we need in Him, and we don't lack anything. We don't lack anything.
That's right.
And if we haven't seen it yet, we will see it. We'll have the ticket when we get on the train. We believe that we've already received, that we don't have to beg you for anything, that if you ask us to do it, that means guaranteed the expense account, the connections, the time, energy, everything will be there. We thank you that you're not just the way to get these things, that you are the truth, you are the life, you are the power, and we already have it inside us. So we humble ourselves to not only do and say what you say to do and say, but to also be humble to ask, is this part of our assignment? Because this isn't just one more pride trip, that we won't do things just because we have you in us to do it, but we will know that you are saying this is part of our assignment and that we're to do it. We won't do it just because it's a good idea and presume upon you, but we will be careful, as Jesus did, to listen to what you say to say and what you say to do. And we constantly ask you, Lord, it's our walk of faith to know that we can do it by faith, not just because we've done it before. And we speak the word, swinging the sword of the Spirit, to silence the enemy with any doubt or unbelief
yes.
that he brings. And we become yes. that person that out of our mouth flows blessing and not cursing. We will not curse ourselves, will not be cursing others, won't listen to the curses that other people speak over us, but
yes,
we will
Lord.
Speak blessing over
yes,
them.
Lord.
And it will be our constant refrain to say, bless them, Lord. Bless them, Lord. No matter what they do or say about us, that we will say, bless them, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
We speak the word over them. We don't base our success on what they think or do or have said or even what we can do. But we cast down everything that opposes our quest to know you, God, and to know Christ in us.
Yes,
we cast down every vain imagination, every
yes.
pretense that we're somebody. We cast down every doubt and fear and anxiety. And we say, God, if you'll do it through anybody, do it through me.
Yes, Lord.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.